Okay, folks, I know I'm not always right on the money with these kind of topics because I'm not really known for being perfectly politically correct and agreeable to everybody, but it seems to me that the whole world is coming down pretty hard on BP these days. And the company's been in the spotlight of a lot of bad press, but is all the negativity really called for? I mean, I think it's time that we all take a moment to look at the bright side. Let's look at these reasons that BP oil spill is not really all that bad after all. I mean, I think we should go easier on BP and stop being so darn negative. So I've come up with a list of 13 reasons we should give BP a break. In order to emphasize my points, I've included videos for your review and consideration. I also want to invite you to share your ideas on this on my blog at awebguy.com. Now, reason number one to give BP a break about Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The animals were dying anyway. Those fish, birds, turtles, and other wildlife, they were going to die anyway. Nothing lives forever, and heck, most of those animals would just be eating each other if not for the oil spill. So BP practically did them a favor. Who wants to be eaten? So reason number two, the explosion happened way out at sea. It's not like this happened in downtown LA or something. Besides, BP's chief executive, Tony Hayward, said, "The Gulf of Mexico is a very big ocean. In fact, he said the spill is relatively tiny. So why do people keep making such a big deal out of this?" Reason number three is, just take it from BP's CEO, Tony Hayward. As Mr. Hayward said, "It wasn't our accident." So there you have it. Get off their back. Reason number four is it may have cost a bunch of oil workers their jobs and other people their jobs in the service industries and such, but look at all the cleanup, legal, and public relations opportunity is created. You see, all this time, you thought this was just a disaster, but there's really some positive comes out of that. Reason number five, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Those people in Louisiana are going to thank BP someday. BP's already providing alternate jobs to fishermen. Why are these people so ungrateful? They will have new skills and more strength than they ever thought they would have. Didn't Hurricane Katrina teach us anything? Some people called it a disaster too. Reason number six, considering the expected cost of BP's oil cleanup and lawsuits far exceeds the amount of money Greece seeks from the International Monetary Fund, should make us all feel better. After all, a lot of people are complaining about bailing out Greece, but it starts to seem like only a small amount of money when you compare it to BP's upcoming losses. Number seven, Deepwater Horizon disaster has helped uncover where politicians stand, and it often shows how stupid they are. Check out the videos that on YouTube and just see the stupid stuff these politicians are often saying. Reason number eight, Deepwater Horizon disaster got grannies to say things we may never have seen otherwise. I mean, how funny is it to hear an old lady say, "Friggin'"? Is the humor worth nothing to you people? I love the video of the grannies making up a song and singing a song saying "Friggin'" and how BP sucks. How can that really not be worth something to you? Reason number nine, BP chief executive Tony Hayward now has a worse approval ranking than Barack Obama, Sarah Palin, or Toyota. Somebody has to take the heat off. BP helped divert millions of eyes from other screw-ups. I mean, does Toyota really seem all that messed up now? Reason number 10 to give BP a break about Deepwater Horizon oil spill is more socialism for the United States of America. This may not seem like a win for anybody with a sound mind, but it sure is a windfall for some idiots. With so many Americans looking for ways to become a more socialist nation, this greatly expands opportunities for the government to run more business. Some have even suggested USA government seize BP the way Harry Truman took over the steel mills during the Korean War. You know, with deeper roots into private industry, especially the oil industry, there's big money there. This could be a huge windfall for big government. Reason 11 to give BP a break. Well, you know, I think without conspiracy theories, if we never had something so extreme like oil spills or terrorist attacks, how else would we ever uncover all of the USA government plans to destroy the world and kill all of its inhabitants through the decades? I mean, isn't it true that pretty much every presidential administration has been at the center of some kind of controversy, and this is good for us because it starts up watchdog groups, and we're keeping a closer eye on the government because We don't want them to keep doing things like this, right? So reason number 12, maybe you think it's silly, but just think about how often we blow stuff up with nuclear explosions, outside of war, of course. Never mind any side effects. I mean, at least it could stop the oil spill. Besides, consider the great stories we could tell our grandchildren about the three-headed fish and how we saw it all getting started. Reason 13 to give BP a break is Tony Hayward just wants his life back. As he said, I just want my life back. So shouldn't we respect the wishes of such a powerful man after all? I mean, maybe he's right. We should just kind of get off his back. So anyway, I hope you'll enjoy the video, the videos that I put together to explain my ideas on this. And I hope you'll give some of your own ideas on the blog post. So look forward to hearing what you have to say. And thank you very much. Have a great day.